Unit 7, Bacchoral, page 141. Witch hunting.
How do we know a witch when we see one?
I see them all, in a sense, as different forms of, for lack of a better term, different forms of scapegoating. The impulse that one group has to victimize another by some means. The difference, the distinctive thing about witch hunting is that the target, the witch, is found, discovered within the community itself, as opposed to being on the outside. Racism, anti-Semitism, people of different color, religion, and so forth and so on are clearly identified as outsiders from the begin with, to begin with, and then are victimized. But in the case of the witch hunt, you're looking for somebody who initially you cannot really identify at all, but you sort of generally know that he or she is in your midst.
All right, John, bring the story across the Atlantic in the 17th century to the American colonies in Massachusetts.
The transfer of witchcraft beliefs was a kind of a natural thing. People didn't change their minds about this when they were on the ocean or coming ashore. So fairly soon after they arrived, they began to generate witch hunts of their own, rather small scale, mostly limited to one or another village, let's say, and maybe just a couple of individuals, but nonetheless a kind of replication of what they had known on the other side.